USA Radio News.
The best father a son or daughter could have. And in our grief, let us smile knowing that Dad is hugging Robin and holding Mom's hand again.
Former President George W. Bush concluding the eulogy for his late father, George H.W. Bush. Presidential historian John Meacham also honored the life and legacy of former President George H.W. Bush.
George Herbert Walker Bush was America's last great soldier statesman, a 20th century founding father.
Our 41st president will now be flown back to Houston. A ceremony will be held tomorrow at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum located at Texas A&M University. And although the first week of winter is a few weeks away, parts of every state will see temperatures below freezing either today or tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
A former TV executive is in hot water over trying to erase sexual misconduct evidence against him. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the story.
An independent probe has found that former CEO Les Moonves destroyed evidence and misled investigators following multiple accusations of sexual misconduct. The report finds CBS has the justification to deny and terminate him for cause. The outside law firms found Moonves engaged in multiple acts of serious, non-consensual sexual misconduct. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
At least 11 different brands of dog food are being recalled due to dangerous levels of vitamin D. Veterinarian Cheyenne Sims was on NBC explaining some of the symptoms you may see if your dog has been exposed.
Just lethargy, you know, kind of not feeling very well, loss of appetite. Sometimes they can vomit or have constipation.
A full recall list is available on the FDA's website. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Recapping one of our top stories today, former President George W. Bush paid tribute to his dad, the late President George H.W. Bush, during the state funeral at the Washington National Cathedral. The younger Bush said his father lived every day to the fullest.
He was born with just two settings, full throttle, then sleep. As he aged, he taught us how to grow with dignity, humor, and kindness. And when the good Lord finally called, how to meet him with courage and with the joy of the promise of what lies ahead. Dad could relate to people from all walks of life. He was an empathetic man. He valued character over pedigree. And he was no cynic. He looked for the good in each person, and he usually found it. Dad taught us that public service is noble and necessary, that one can serve with integrity and hold true to the important values like faith and family. He strongly believed that it was important to give back to the community and country in which one lived. He recognized that serving others enriched the giver's soul. To us, his was the brightest of a thousand points of light.
In typical George W. Bush fashion, as he entered the Washington National Cathedral, he made his way over to Michelle Obama and slipped her a little piece of candy. Now, this goes back to the exchange that happened back during the late Senator John McCain's funeral. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.